You have the Soper family up in Lansing, so that was exciting.
Absolutely. Anytime we can recognize a fallen hero in our own Jackson community by creating legislation that renames a road, that's an exciting thing to be able to do, not only for the family, but for all of the military that serve, and put that honorary piece in place for them. I sat and spoke with the Soper family first, just got to know them a little better and better understanding, you know, where they're from, the dynamics of their family and how impressive. And Greg, you and I have had this conversation before also, just a truly a loved and respected family in our community too. So got to know them. We traveled down M60 looking for the perfect place to put the actual signs up. Mm-hmm. So the portion of M60 goes from, north of Spring Arbor on M60, where the water tower is. That would be one ending point, and then the other is down closer to Jackson by the golf course. So that's where the signs will be once the legislation is passed. And we had family members come up to Lansing and tell Matthew's story.